Hey lovers, welcome to Makeup Sex. It's your girl Alicia, aka Miss New York. Tonight's episode is titled Quarantine Bae Part 2, The Meetup. Let's get right into this episode. So, Bae works on the road, as you guys were told in part one. And they had a job to deliver in Fort Lauderdale. So naturally, they're like, yo, you want to see me? And I was like, fuck yeah. So, you know, they swung through Tampa, like, you know, made a whole detour because they didn't have to come to Tampa to go to Fort Lauderdale. So they went around the world and they, you know, came and saw me. So when I picked them up, at first I was nervous as hell, like, you know, and they were all tired because they've been driving all day long. So the car ride to my place was a bit quiet. So when they came inside, you know, we hugged. They was like, all right, I'm going to hop in the shower. I was like, yeah, you do that. So I had already taken my shower, but, you know, I got up in the bed and I was just like preparing myself like mentally because, you know, I'm treading into different waters now at this point. And one, I'm like, fuck, it's a whole fucking pandemic going on and I'm over here thinking about, you know, fucking this person. So they hopped in the shower and I'm chilling on the bed, you know, gathering myself. So as, you know, they got dressed or whatever, they got up on the bed and they came like directly and they sat like laid in between my legs. And the response was, damn, like it's so hot and it's warm. It feels so comfortable. Like this, you know, feels like home. Like I fit perfectly right here. So I'm rubbing the back of their head and I'm like, yo, you have such pretty hair. Like it feels so good. So, you know, they turn around and they started kissing on my neck, started kissing on my breasts and just went to town. Like, oh my goodness. You know, so she started licking my pussy. Like when I say licking my pussy, it's like she made love to my pussy before like any other part of my body. She started kissing my lips slowly and, you know, she sucked on my lips. It's like I didn't have to tell her like, no, you know, not too much, or she just knew what she was doing. Like she was a pro at this. She started slurping and slurping on my pussy, like flickering her tongue, like back and forth on my clit. Oh my goodness. Like it felt amazing. And I just started like grinding my hips on their face, just rubbing their face in my pussy because, oh my goodness, I think I came like 10 times. Like I just kept busting and busting because she wouldn't stop. Like she literally licked this pussy like it was the last meal or the first meal she's having. And oh my goodness, it felt so fucking good. Then I asked her to like slit, you know, put a finger in. I usually don't like finger, but for some reason I needed a little bit of penetration as she licked my pussy. So then, you know, of course it's like, I ready to fuck, like I want dick. She puts the strap on and oh my goodness. As she entered my pussy, I hissed because it's been a minute since I've had sex, one. And it's like, again, treading into different waters. And she just fucked the shit out of me. I think we went at it for about an hour. And we're just fucking. And the perfect thing with fucking a woman is you don't have to worry about if she comes that she's gonna stop. Like for me, like I could just keep fucking and fucking. Like for some reason, like, you know, I think I have a WAP, but I just get wet and wet. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like we fucked. She remembered the method I liked about being choked and stroke. And it was just so fucking good. Like I was just, I know the fucking neighbors like heard us because my bed is loud and noisy as fuck. And I didn't give a fuck though. It felt so fucking good. I felt, So the next day, you know, we just chill. We had breakfast. I'm not going to lie to you. That whole weekend, she was here. We fucked and it went by so fast. All we did was fuck, sleep and eat. So now it's where it gets interesting. She has to deliver this package to Miami. So she was like, you want to go on a road with me? So I was like, sure, you know, whatever, I'll come with you. So we rode down there. And as I'm on, you know, the ride with her, I just kept thinking, like, I just want to fuck. Like, I just want to pull over on the side of the highway and fuck. But, of course, you know, she's in work mode, so she's not thinking about that. Like, I just thought, like, she looks so sexy handling this truck because, you know, she's a truck driver. And I was just like, damn. Oh, my goodness. Like, I just want to fuck on this truck. So after on our way back up, you know, we pull up to the parking lot and I'm like, come here. And she's like, what? And I was like, I've always had a fantasy to fuck inside of a big old 18-wheeler. She's like, oh, yeah. So, of course, you know, it's small. So, we couldn't really get into it. But she was like, come sit on my face. Oh, who tells her to tell me that? Of course, you know, I'm a little intimidated because I'm a big girl. You know, I have these big old thunder thighs. But I sat on her face and I rode her face. And oh my God, it felt so fucking good. I just wanted more and more and more. But I was so sad because she was leaving me that day. And it's like she licked my pussy so good. And it was like, she was like, it's not goodbye. I'll see you later. So, you know, back to reality, back to FaceTime fucking. And we continued, and I was like, nah, I'm not ready to give this up. Meanwhile, guys, this was supposed to be a one and done. It was like, I was horny, I was bored, I'm gonna talk to this person. Why your girl end up fucking, like, just this person became my person? Like, we kept it up, we kept up the FaceTime sex, we kept talking. So now, fast forward to visit number two. Now this was a visit for like 3 fucking weeks. So first, before she got here, we got into an argument. She's like, you know, I'm not coming. I'm like, man, bring your fucking ass over here. So I got off of work, I came home, I went straight in the shower. Of course, you know, I'm like, yo, we need to talk about it. Like, we don't need to be arguing. Let's talk about it like adults. You know, just meet me at my house or whatever. So this was like a trap. So I was like, just come inside. I'm going to leave the door open. I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. So she comes. I get out the shower. Like, as she comes, she's sitting in the hallway. And I'm like, come here. Like, you know, let's talk about it. You know, I'm butt-ass naked because, you know, you have to bait them. So I'm naked. I'm oiling up my body. And I was like, give me a hug. And she's like, nah, you think you slick? Like, nah. I was like, nah, come on, give me a hug. So she hugs me. She starts, you know, smelling my neck. And she said, you smell good as fuck. I was like, I know. So I was like, yo, I don't want to fight with you. I just want to fuck. Let's go lay down. Let's take a nap or whatever. So she gets in the shower and I'm laying in the bed, butt ass naked, oiled. So of course, you know, she gets in the bed and the first place she go is to my pussy. Let me tell you something. You know that thing called makeup sex, like my podcast? That shit was some bomb ass makeup sex. This girl licked my pussy so fucking good. Like, she was just eating my pussy like, again, like it's the last meal or the first meal. She savored my pussy. She kissed around my lips. She sucked on my clit. She did the vortex. She did the pancake. She did every fucking thing. My pussy was screaming. My body was bucking. Like, I felt like I was having a fucking seizure because I was coming so fucking hard. My legs were shaking, but that didn't stop. Like, it's like the more she ate my pussy, the more and more I fucking wanted. I was like, yo, suck this pussy. Like, I was just talking so nasty to her. I was like, yo, put some fingers in there. Like, oh my goodness. And it's like, she's a pussy-eating champ of the world. Like, she needs to go in the Guinness Book of World Records. I will say this. Probably going to get cursed by a few people. But thus far, this is the best pussy licking I've ever had. Like, this woman made me come so fucking hard, okay? Like, I would scream. I would scream how hard she made me come. So it's like we did that. You know, she licked my pussy. for a good 30, 45 minutes, she was just eating and she was moaning. And she's like, your pussy tastes so fucking good. So after that, it's like, okay, I want some dick. So she gets the strap. She enters me. No, this is a new strap. The first time, the two straps she had, I was like, I ain't really feeling them. They feel good, but I need something else. So she surprised me. The first two straps are like 8 inches, you know, which is average. This strap now is 12 inches. No, silicone or not, this is the biggest fucking dick I've ever had. And as it entered me, again, it's like my pussy, you know, have you ever seen like a lily flower open up? It's like my pussy is so wet and she entered me and the pussy just opens up and it's like a hiss, like, it felt so fucking good. It felt great. She was like, is it too much? And I was like, nah, just take your time. Like, just, you know, come in. Like, I want it. Now, I'm the type of person, I'm not really into the lovemaking. Sometimes I'll pull a being Mary Jane and I'll be like, make love to me, make love to my pussy. You know, we're not in love, but I'm just telling you that because whatever. But for the most time, I like for the shit to be pounded. So I'm telling her, like, yo, fuck me. She's like, you sure you could take it? I'm like, yo, just fuck me. Like, fuck me. Like, I wanted it hard. And it was just like, when she was on top of me, she was doing this little wine thing where she was all, I got all 12 inches. Like, you know that when the dick hits your cervix, you to jump? Oh my goodness, like I felt it. I was like, shit, she's gonna fucking knock my IUD out. Thank God I can't get pregnant. You know, that's one of the perks. Another perks of fucking a woman, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, being pregnant. So, you know, she's fucking me and she's fucking me. And she's like, oh my goodness, Alicia, like, you know, and I was like, say my name. Like, I want you to say my name. And she's looking at me like, yo, that's some bitch nigga shit. But I was like, yo, say my fucking name. And she's like, oh my goodness, Alicia, like, and it's like when she was coming, I felt so fucking empowered because my pussy, my wet ass pussy, was making her come. The noises I was making, my moans, I was like, oh, it felt so fucking good. And I was like, yo, those other two strap-ons, throw them the fuck away. Like this right here, this is Alicia. You need to name this here Alicia and you can't fuck nobody else with it. And she fucked me so good that day. Luckily, I had a friend that was in town and my son, you know, my son was with his godmom, so it's like we had the house to ourselves and we fucked that day like continuously. When I talk and how we did, I don't even think we woke up to eat. We fucked, we went to sleep, we fucked for like 10 hours that day. I think the night when we wake up is when we fucking ate. Like, we just fuck all day long and it felt so fucking good. Like, it felt so good. That was the best sex. Like, the first time the sex was good, the second time the fucking sex was amazing. Okay, amazing. Like, I've never had somebody eat my pussy like that. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was out of this world. Like, my body was shaking so much. And then let me tell y'all, I've always said, I think I've said it before, like, where I hate riding dick. But in this case, I love fucking riding dick. No, like, you can't tell me shit. I'm an expert rider. And she's like, yo, get on top. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, get on top. So I got on top and I'm fucking her. I'm riding her. And she's like, oh my God, like, you turning me into a bitch. Like, this shit feels so good. So then I turn around. I did like the reverse cowgirl. And I'm like bouncing on this dick. I'm sliding up. I'm coming down. And she's like, Jesus Christ. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Oh, like, I'm fucking her back because this shit feels so fucking good. And I'm just bouncing and I'm bouncing and I'm riding and it feels so good. I feel so fucking good. And I'm like, yo, fuck. Oh, like, what? I don't know. I don't see myself going back to a man. Like, this shit right here, it was everything. It was everything. And I just fuck her and I fuck her until she come. I even fucking came, which was surprising. Like, I was such in a trance that I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't worried about anything. And the way my bed is, it faces the mirror. And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, damn, bitch, you're looking kind of good. And I'm fucking, you know, oh, gosh. It had one night, we would have these all night long fuck sessions. And, you know, of course, we did a little edibles. And let me tell y'all something. Sex and edibles, perfect combination, except for the after effect of fucking me laughing like an idiot. But it's like when the edibles hit me, your girl was doing things that she didn't even think she could do. There was this one time when she told me to come and sit on her face. Now I'm fucking high as fuck. But she literally sucked my soul from my body. You know how us women, we soul snatch when we suck these niggas' dick for life? Well, she sucked the shit out of my pussy. It had at one point when I was trying to like pull back from her. She's real tall and she has long legs. Yo, she stuck her knee in my back and I couldn't move. When I tell you guys, my soul left my body. When she was done, I was dizzy. I was discombobulated. Like, I was out of it. Like, I couldn't breathe. Like, I've never had an orgasm like that. Like, I scream so fucking loud. Like, my pussy is screaming right now thinking about this shit. Like I said, I'm going to give it to her. I am going to give it to her hands down. This is the best pussy eating I've ever had. It's like she knows my body. She loves my pussy. Like, I've never had somebody devour my pussy like that. Like, she's like, yo, your pussy tastes so fucking good. And of course, you know, I'm not big on kissing. But every time she licks my pussy, I suck my juices off of her face. Like, I start slobbering her face because I want to see what this pussy tastes like. Like, you tell me it tastes good. And of course I taste myself. But the fact, just seeing your juices like all over somebody's face, like I literally like slobbed all over her face. I am laying in, I'm just, right now I'm just thinking about this sex. Like, I'm just like, oh my goodness. Like, I want some. Like, as soon as I'm done recording, I'm definitely pulling out my toy and playing on my pussy. And that's another thing. When she's fucking me from the back and I put the vibrator on my clit, it's like, imagine 12 inches of dick in your pussy, just pounding your shit. And then you have this toy that's on your clit. Like, that shit is the best. And it's like, when I tell you guys, like, I come so much, so many times, so hard. When we done fuck, I'm literally in a coma. In a fucking coma. Like, she says I smile and then 5 minutes later, I'm fucking snoring. And I don't think I've ever had that. I've never had that. Like, I've had it with men. Like, I've had amazing sex. Well, I'm lying. I did have that. Like, but it takes good dick. It takes a great person to bring that out of me. And it's been a minute since I've had that. And, oh, like, shout out to Bae. Like, she be putting it on me. Like, even like our virtual sex sessions, it's like the things she says to me, like the way how she makes me feel. Let me tell y'all something. This woman makes me feel like I'm the prettiest girl in the world. I'm the only girl in the world. Like, it's like, damn, she's just into me. And I like that shit. Like, it makes me feel so fucking good. My pussy is getting wet thinking about all the times we fuck. In the shower, in the bathroom, just bent over the sink, kitchen countertop, like all over my fucking apartment, on the stairs. Like, shout out to my stairs. I had a friend tell me my stairs is amazing and we fucking tried it. And when I tell y'all, if you have stairs in your house, let your nigga bend you over your stairs, because amazing, amazing, amazing. Like, I'm just laying here and I'm just thinking about this sex and I'm like, yo, I want some more. Like, when's the next visit? I need it.